The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Try to take it from me.
.331 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Mr. Primo in the building. We got Mal Davis in the house and Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas. Today we're talking about the Eagles-Giants recap. You know, we all are kind of rejoicing. It's been a great, great week. You talk about Victory Sunday was a different vibe, but nonetheless, it was amazing. I think the energy on Saturday, playoff energy is very different than regular season energy, but it was amazing. I talk about the tailgate moving into the game. Tailgate was the biggest tailgate we've ever thrown before. So I think we were just, I think I'm still recovering, but I think after
you
that,
don't drink. Wait a minute, you don't drink. How the hell are you still recovering?
I drink a little bit.
You drink
a little something.
But I never see you with nothing. Harder than a seltzer water up your face.
Hey man, I gotta run the show, so I get mine when I get mine.
It's not an indictment. I'm just saying you don't get to have fun like the rest of us.
Yeah, well,
so
you know what?
How the hell are you recovering?
Well, you know where I had fun at was at the game. Sitting in that stadium, was electric. You could look to your man to your left. A little kid to your right. Every person was jacked up. Everyone had that face. You saw the Giants fans sprinkled in. They were a little shook ones. Prime made him made sure he pointed them out after every single moment. But I think at the end of the day, we heard so much talk about the Giants being the it team. Newsflash, they were the shit team because 38-7, 38 points were dropped on this New York Giant team. I get it. You had a solid year for who you are, but you came into our house and you were talking all that shit. Those fans in Minnesota, and y'all got stomped in front of national television. And here we are. How are you guys feeling after that big W?
I just got one question because me and Mal, we didn't get to go to the game. Mal obviously was doing dad duties. I was doing what I do. I guess, and I know Prime did all he could to make them feel uncomfortable. I don't know which mask you wore, but I'm gonna give you a perspective from a home perspective and a bar perspective. So I was in Wildwood at the Mud Hen. So they had a couple of Giants fans in there. One of the bartenders, Anthony, because he's watching us. Anthony had on a damn Saquon Barkley jersey. I was lighting up his life the entire time. Now, you guys probably didn't get to see this. And the only reason I caught it because I recorded the game. Did you see what Michael Strahan said before the game?
Missed it.
He was talking about him and Gronk Gronkowski talking about switching stuff up, talking about surprising people and stuff. But Gronkowski did the right thing and he picked the Birds. But okay. Michael Strahan didn't pick the Birds, and at halftime he didn't have shit to say. Yeah. I'm like, what are you? But And I don't know if Mal was at home. I was at the bar. We was having a tremendous time. We didn't. I say it rolled out like I said it was, but they did it in the first half. I didn't think it was going to go that bad in the first half of them. Now, I want to know how uncomfortable Prime made some of those fans in there, because if you didn't know, They was talking shit from the word go.
Well, I mean, you talk about, let's just go from the beginning of the day. From the time I rolled out of bed, the hype was there, man. I literally got out of bed. I'm looking in the ceiling. I get up, I look in the mirror, and it's crazy I'm about to say this, but instantly, the Brian Dawkins just jumped into my body. I screamed.
Hallelujah.
I screamed at the mirror. I said, let's go. My wife is like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm great. I'm feeling great. Let's go. You know what I mean? The hype was there, man. Yeah, at the tailgate. And, you know, thank you, everybody that showed up to this thing, bro. One of the biggest tailgates we had all year. The crowd was crazy, but well-behaved, well-maintained. Yo, the three of us put a hell of a tailgate together, man. And we appreciate everybody that came through, all the big representatives, Bud Light, Miss Slay, Soul. We had Rachel West up in there. We had Kiki Palmer.
I wanted to
sound like Lowski.
But do you know what everybody booed about that Kiki Barber thing? Because this fuck stick got on TV, excuse the language, he got on TV talking about pumping up the Giants. I was like, are you doing this for what? When they actually did win and they had the opportunity to win, you said that they weren't going to do it. They should have been skeptical soon as you jumped on the bandwagon. That's why when he said Tiki Barber, everybody was booing, because he was talking about he put out a post saying that he's not his brother. And I was like, yes, you're not your brother. Your brother has a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was great, bro. I mean, I don't know. I'm lost for words. I really am, man. Like, it was just everybody from all over the place, man. Shout out to, like, again, to everybody that showed up. It was a tremendous thing. Going into the building, Hollis, this is where I started making people uncomfortable. This is my thing every time I go into that building. I always look for my victim. And I found three. I already had them all eyed up. You know what I mean? And I ain't got no problems going into their ear and be like, yo, you going to be my bitch tonight. I'm just letting you know that right now. But the guy that was in front of me, he was a good sport. We were talking shit. But, you know, maybe by the third play, yo, he didn't have nothing to talk about. He couldn't say nothing. You see his boy to the right of him that was also a Giants fan behind him. Because he didn't have no Giants gear on. He ain't had nothing to represent. But you see the frustration in his face. You know what I mean? And then he's like sitting there with anger. And then he banged the shit out of the chair. And he screamed out, fuck, real loud. And I was like, oh, so I guess you are a Giants fan. But you're a closet Giants fan. You're scared. You don't want to represent. Okay. But, man, when they were walking out, I'm yelling at every single one of them. Where the fuck are y'all going? Because this ass whooping ain't done. You still got a whole second half here. Where y'all going? Yeah, yes, by the second quarter, by halftime, bro, they started leaving. You know what I mean? And that was, these guys played a hell of a game. It wasn't a great game. It wasn't just a great game. It was a beautiful game all around. It was what you went into that building hoping to see, and they played to the level that, you know what I mean, that's all I needed, man. They got me so hyped up. These guys were so coordinated. The chemistry in that place, from the fans to the players to even our coach, man. Our coach, like, bro, I'm gonna tell you this, I love that man to death because he listens to us fans. Those people were in that crowd screaming out Boston Scott, and what did he do? He gave us Boston Scott. He gave us the Giant Killer. That's you know, that's love right there. That man is he listens to all of us. So playing that game the way he did was just great, man. And I mean, like, look, at the end of it, you see we pulled out the W. And now we're going into this next week, you know what I mean? One game away from the championship. Let's go, man.
Wow.
Yes,
man.
Sir. Yo, I mean, you know, yeah, I was at the crib, baby duty. My son was wilding, but we was enjoying it, bro. It was a game that I went into. I ain't talk about it on the show, but honestly, I went into it unsure just because I feel like we hadn't seen the Eagles at full strength in quite a little bit of time. But they made it quite obvious, man, that they are the best team in the league, bro. So I'm geeked up, you know, but still focused. One down, two to go, man, right? They're like, feel like people got caught up in talking crap to the Giants fans and talking crap to Cowboy fans. I'm not talking shit to nobody. What's good, my boy? I'm not talking shit to nobody. I'm focused on that party trophy, you feel me? because we fall short, talk all that shit, you lose, and now you're sick. So, you know, for me, I'm sitting here, you know, storing this energy up because we get out there on broke, man. You get that Lombardi going crazy, son. Prime, you talk about you channel Brian Dawkins, son. Brian Dawkins, man, Jeremiah Trotter, man. I'm out there going crazy, son. I can't wait, bro. So, I'm ready, bro.
It's funny how you said that, bro, because it's crazy how I said the same exact thing. I wasn't going to say nothing. I'm going to go the whole week just building that energy. And that's why I felt like when I woke up that morning, that energy just came out of me, man. Like, it was just like, yes, I let it build up and now I just let it all out. So, I mean, like, I got to say, man, it was probably one of the first tailgates I seen this man over here, this one right here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, him.
Actually having a great time. He has a great time all the time, but he really got it in this weekend. You know what I mean? He really got it in.
A little bit. There was one point the techno that I don't really rock techno like that, but I was like, I can see how these people get nuts. I mean, people just going nuts and
techno will get you right if you're in the right mood, bro. Techno will get you right.
They look like White Walkers after Walking Dead. I'm like, I was just like, a couple of videos were shared on the timeline where just people were just like grazing in the field like cows, just like with Bud Light. Shout out to Bud Light. They showed up. You know, they had a good time. Hard Rock Cafe showed up. They all had a good time, but.
I did see the one kid. What's the one kid that became a assistant to the old girl Sean. From Bart Rock? He had me up, and I was cracking up because I sent them footage from where I was because we like you guys. We were kind of, it was a calm before the storm. We got the first touchdown, and everybody pointed at Anthony at the bar. He had to say Saquon Barkley jersey on. Then we had a second touchdown. It got a little bit louder. Then his third touchdown. It was like, oh hell, we about to kick their ass. Then Anthony started to go hide with that Saquon Barkley jersey on. He didn't have anything to change it to either. That was the funniest shit known to man. And watching the game, I don't think any of us I kind of break down some stuff that the guys be saying during the game and before the game, and I don't think they know what the hell they're talking about most of the time. And it's a little appalling, especially when they don't give our guys the credit that they deserve.
Yo, and they still let them keep sleeping, bro. It's better that the whole you think that Jalen and all them boys don't see all this hate, son. You think that this not the ultimate motivation? We're talking the best team in the league gets talked about week by week like they are ass, both sides of the ball, right? Like
fifth in the power rankings, fifth in the power rankings.
They get talked. Jalen Hurts gets talked about like he's not a capable quarterback, bro. So let them sleep, son. I'd rather them sleep and they hoist that trophy at the end, then they get that accolade and they go to somebody's head, bro. Keep it quiet, son. When that
the last part that really pissed me off and made me turn the channel because I didn't want to break nothing was they start talking about is Josh Allen in the echelon with Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. I was like, don't even mention our quarterback. Don't even mention our quarterback.
They never do. Like,
first of all, we talk about somebody who got their ass kicked. I'm tired of them kissing overrated losers' ass.
I like the disrespect, man. I do love it because just like I'm gonna reiterate what Mal said. Like at the end of the day, like when you look at this team, they look from within, and when they play, you can see that. I mean, the energy is there. Like you talk about this game and how they started off. The energy was there, you know. Like I look at Jalen, like as the perfect chef with the perfect ingredients. He will slice, dice you. He will use all the ingredients in the recipe. He'll sprinkle a little rushing when he has to. But like the fact that you know the way they were cooking with Devontae Smith, we knew where they were going to win there. I thought Dallas Goedert setting the tempo with the stiff arm that ignited the whole.
That wasn't a stiff arm. That was a punch.
Yeah, that was a Bebo slam. What bike? You know what I'm saying? It was that kind of energy.
The bike I mentioned the other day, the Beach Cruiser.
That's my bike.
It'll be like both of ours. I'll just keep it at my house.
Right. Everything was just going so perfect that day. I mean, besides us, we actually the crazy part about it is the fans that we were sitting around yelled at me and Gail because we got up at halftime and we were late coming back from halftime. and that's when they scored those 7 points. My man literally started yelling at me, "Yo, you've been good this whole fucking game. Don't you move again." Yes, sir. No problem. I'll take that one to the chin. My bad. I'm not moving from here. If you see me move, you have permission to grab me and bring me back. I'm not going nowhere.
Yeah, it was. I was enjoying watching the game, and the other part of this was the other, I guess you could say, the cherry on top of the sundae was the Cowgirls losing on the following day. Now, at the point when we kicked after we kicked the Giants' ass, I really didn't care what the Cowboys did in the final game, but it was just so funny how the Cowboy fans like start talking shit and stuff, and was everybody was predicting them to go out there and win. And they went and screwed the pooch. I mean, which was icing on the cake for me.
That was a game that I actually was sitting there watching, not really like worrying about who was going to win and everything. I was actually just seeing how these guys are going to play because, you know, how we're going to play against them. If it was the Cowboys, you know what I mean? Again, no excuses. Jalen's there. Dak is there. But, you know, they couldn't hold theirs, and they got they're done. One and done, they're done. Or I'm sorry, they're eliminated. And then, you know what I mean? I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers, and I'm thinking, like, yo, Cowboys are exposing this dude. They're exposing him. And our defensive line, you know, I don't want to get into too much detail. I want to save it for the next show because, you know, we're going to hype up the game for the weekend. But you can see the advantage we're going to have, especially when it comes to that line. And I'm telling you right now, especially on that right side of that line where Hassan Reddick is lined up, just keep an eye out for that. That's all I'm going to say.
So talk about our offensive MVP. Who did you guys have for your offensive MVP?
A little bit of Jalen Hurts, but I still like the way Miles Sanders got the party started running-wise. The way he ran, and he ran with a little bit of anger. And like I said it when we did the lead-up show, I thought it was going to be that three-headed monster back there to impose their will and physically whoop this team's ass. And that's what I felt like we did. It's like that we almost eclipsed our playoff record that's been held since 1961 in the NFL, 60 or 61 in the NFL championship game, which is 274 yards. We got 268. Mm-hmm. And Jalen was part of that as well, because that's the difference when you have an athletic quarterback. But let's just look at the three-headed monster. Miles came out and he handled business. It was one drive where we ran the ball six straight times with Miles to get down into the red zone. And when you got, I guess that's when you guys in the audience start asking for Boston Scott, because Boston came in and then
clock management, man. Clock management. Yeah. The clock management was all that.
What about Kenny G? I mean, you did mention Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders played well, but Kenny G. We're talking about 12 attempts, 112 yards, 9.3 yards a carry, a touchdown. He had his best game as an Eagle. I mean, a lot of game well in the chat here. Brian Sherman says O-line.
Jason Kelce too, bro. O-line. Like, O-line definitely, but yo, Jason Kelce was in the middle getting busy. Man. Like, lane playing healthy. But Jason Kelce, exactly. Yo, that one arm, brother, like by itself. And so you're watching him, you know, we talk about the running backs, but we also know that without Kelce at that pivot, a lot of this is impossible, right? And so I say Jalen Hurts is the MVP because he's the engine that makes this thing go. But watching Jason Kelce still be able to do this is incredible, man, right? And, like, you see the passion and you see these dudes, they want this. Like, that man wants this, yo, so he can just bounce. Son. He can wipe his hands, go race his babies, and be up out of here. And so, you know, I think that across the board, the whole game plan was sharp, right? They're like, this was a great chance for the Eagles to come out, have a letdown game against the Giants. And like I all said so far, like, they came out hot. They came out electric on both sides of the ball. And, you know, the offensive line is going to win or lose this game against the 49ers. So, you know, I said Jalen off the rip, but I'm going to give it to Jason Kelce, man. He had a hell of a game, yo.
Did you guys hear Brandon Graham before the opening on the coin flip? He was talking shit. He's just like to Lawrence. He's like, hope you enjoy Chip. You're gonna be seeing Chip all day. So all those chip blocks, man.
Yeah. The funniest part of that one block that we was all talking about in the defensive line room, that's what we call getting thrown out the club. That's what it looks like when somebody throws you out of the club. And it don't happen. You're not supposed to let it happen often, but it when it does, everybody sees it, and they keep rewinding it in the meeting room too, and it looks bad every time. Well, you see it, it's worse.
And that's coaching tape, because that was great leverage by Kelce right there. Like, he was able to get underneath that man and just keep him moving with his momentum. Like, that's judo, like wrestling techniques right there. So, you know, that's coaching tape for interior alignment, man. That, throw that on and just like you said, keep that on repeat.
Yep, don't let him catch you on that one foot. That's it. That's the one thing as a defensive lineman. That's why when I add my coaching tips, you never get your feet that far apart to where you can get made an example of.
Or overextend there, right? Like offensive or defensive line. When you overextend, that's how you get embarrassed too, man. I've seen a lot of people spill out getting overextended.
My offensive MVP. I'm gonna go. I'll go Kenneth.
Okay.
I'm gonna give him some love. You know, he did have his best performance, but from a whole team perspective, I just thought the energy was live. We're talking about offensive MVP right now, but just Hassan Reddick, man. Like just to mention him, just his level of play. It's not just, we know what dogs look like, but when you see a player put on for their city, like there's another gear in his game right now, and it's lovely to see a dude who, like, he's you know, someone will trip him, he falls on the ground, it takes him 1 second to get back up. Him getting off the line, off the ball, he's like a second ahead, like a half second above everybody at this point. So he's ready to go, man. So going to defensive MVP, who do you guys got?
I think you already named him, man. I mean, I'll tell you one thing about Hassan. I was talking to his barber, his personal barber, who's a good friend of mine, is Kenny. And he told me, like, just sitting there and trying to have a conversation as he's cutting his hair or giving him a shape up and all that stuff. Yo, Hassan don't say nothing. Like, he be dazed. And then when he gets out of his daze, he be telling him, like, Kenny, my bad. I'm so focused on football right now. I'm not focused on anything else. You could talk to me about anything else, but I'm not focused on anything but football right now. Yeah. When the season's over, I'll come back and we'll have a conversation. But right now, all I see is X's and O's. And I said, damn, that's great right there, man. Great mentality to have. That kid is lights out, bro. Yo, he's killing it. And I mean, he's just, I don't know. Maybe it just might be me, but I feel like this dude is just getting better and better every week. So just think about it. Going into Sunday, he's going to bring out even a more better role than going into, you know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, man, going into the Super Bowl, I'm calling it, going into the Super Bowl, that boy is going to put it all out on the table.
Damn,
all out on the table. So that's my defensive MVP.
Hey, ready for this one, Hollis?
Yeah.
We got Todd in the chat says Coach Gannon defensive MVP. How you feel about that?
Get the hell out of here, Todd. Yeah. I told you, Todd, when he does something else besides let the personnel handle his business.
Right.
You know, it's I crack up, Todd, because if people continue to think it's him, it is not the personnel. The personnel is what happens. And if he's so damn good, then why did they bring Vic Fangio in to help him out? Stop it, Todd.
Well, it feels so good. Why did they bring in so many personnel to run his system? He had his system in last year, and it didn't look great. They got chewed by number one quarterbacks. And so, listen, man, let him – he got two more games. If he does this twice more, I'll sing that man's praises from the rooftops, yo.
Okay.
But until
I'm not singing his praises from the rooftops.
I will personally stand on my fucking roof and sing, Jonathan Gannon, you are
remember
fucking
Matt, remember we won with Jim Schwartz.
Good morning, neighbors.
I don't care.
We won with Jim Schwartz. Remember that, man.
Two more games.
Yo, give me a Super Bowl. I don't care. Give me a Super Bowl. I don't care. I don't give a damn. Just give me a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, I just ain't going to let now. I'm just going to let nobody just talk me to death about something I know.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that Jonathan Gannon is not the answer here. But listen, for me, my MVP is Josh Sweat, yo. It was beautiful to see that man come back. His pursuit all ball is just bananas. Him combined with Reddick and the interior defensive lineman, it just makes for an explosive combination. And, like, if this team is going to win the Super Bowl, it goes through that defensive line, bro. It's no questions asked. They got to win their one-on-one matchups. And so they did that against the Giants. You know, Reddick gets the accolades, but Sweat does a lot of the dirty work on that backside, man. And so, you know, I want to just definitely give him a shout out. It was beautiful. Bradbury, too, with the revenge game made it count. You know, the secondary just in general is coming together. If we could get Avante Maddox back for the Super Bowl, I'm going to talk like prime and just talk it up. He got 3 weeks basically to get healthy, right? And so you get Avante back versus the Bengals or the Chiefs, and it's a game. It's a ball game, bro.
Well,
so,
you know
I'm excited about this team, dog.
My MVP was the guys up front, the line, the rotation. I was paying attention to the rotation they had and the way that they were switching guys in and out and putting people on notice. They didn't let them. They didn't let them get started in the interior on the run game, and it was just great to see, especially rotation. And you see them chasing down and not letting Daniel Jones get outside the pocket and make an example of us like he did against Minnesota. It's just all the guys up front. The defensive line, the whole defensive line, they just put them on notice that they were not going to allow them to do anything this game.
I mean, I thought absolutely. the Giants offense, you know, I mean, Brian Daboll, he's a guy that's well respected. He had no answers for anything that the Eagles were trying to do. I think overall, they looked defeated at the end of the game. They looked defeated, and that's exactly where a lot of my friends who are Giant fans. I mean, I do work in New York City. All of my coworkers are probably 80% Giant fans. So when I step into the building, I will let everybody know I'll be wearing green. I will, sometimes you just got to look at a fan and don't say nothing, just smirk. It hurts even more because, I mean, the way that the New York, you know, radio was talking about, what's his name? The ball headed dude. He was putting up his four quarterbacks, his top quarterbacks, and he had Purdy. He had Mahomes. Joe Burrow ranked second.
Joe Burrow.
The four quarterbacks they're in. So he had Mahomes. He had Burrows. His third quarterback was Purdy over Jalen Hurts. So I was like, see.
I love it though. I'm like what Mal said earlier, man. I'm loving it. Let the hate keep on piling up, man. You know what I mean? Let it keep piling up. You know what I mean? We just gonna go ahead and soak it all in because I'm telling you, we're gonna have the last laugh, the four of us and the rest of Eagles Nation. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
And the funniest thing is I'm sitting there listening to some of the guys talking about getting the flowers. I ain't giving them shit. You earn your flowers. If you get your ass whooped as a player, they're gonna draft somebody in the first round. They went and got Vic Fangio. So don't tell me shit about what Gannon is doing. If he was doing so well, they wouldn't have got Vic Fangio. Oh, I see Vic Fangio at practice getting introduced as Coach Fangio. Don't tell me shit about what I know and what I see. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Anyway, well, I mean, what I like to see here all week is blitzes from the slot. I think that was a nice little wrinkle. James Bradbury coming up with that interception. I thought that was another play that set the tone. Another guy who a lot of teammates really speak about what it means to have him in the building. Talking about Darius Slay. He defends his teammate. He's like, I don't know how he got out of New York with his ability. I don't care money or not. How did you let that man out the building? And that was the one move. My Giant homie was like Omar was saying that if you guys get Bradbury, that's the move that I'm scared of. That move happened, and his life has been living hell ever since. So I'm very excited about having Bradbury in the mix.
Yeah, I'm excited about having Bradbury in the mix. He did. I knew he was going to show up too. And that when they first said they released him, I was cracking up. I was like, what the hell are they up there doing?
Oh,
and it was like, and then
down 95.
So. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Came right down 95, baby. Hey, told me
right down 95.
And then the part where I knew that he was in the right place was when he told his people to put all that Giant shit up. Told his family that I'm coming with that Giant shit. So that was a thing of beauty. The game on Saturday was a thing of beauty, though. Hadn't seen nothing like it in quite some time since the year of the NFC Championship game that we won in 17. That was a thing of beauty.
You talk about NFC championship game. A lot of you people were trying to get tickets today, and I've received about 1,000 questions on how you can get tickets. I only got a couple certain amount of guys who are selling them. So if you didn't get them, you're going to have to figure out a way. If there's a will, there's a way. You can always sell something.
Put a second mortgage on your house or something.
You know, get rid of some items. But the prices are literally about $800.
Oh, it's sky high, bro.
Yeah, it's steep.
Me and Prime just got our tickets today. I don't want to tell you how much.
I better get low, bro.
We got a deal. Shout out to my guy Harry. We got a deal.
Shout out to Harry.
I just had to check the bank account first. I was like, can I afford this right now?
Look, man, you know what I mean? I've been saving up the pennies for years. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, at this time of the year, I think the energy is so crazy. Like I said, when you go to the corner store, you go to Acme, you go to anywhere you go right now, someone's in your ear about some Eagles. You're like, bro, I'm just trying to buy some gum right now. But that everybody has to get it off. If you're wearing green, you know, which everyone is, you know, they're sprinkled in a little bit of Cowboy fans that you see. Shout out to Prime's brother.
Yeah, how's your brother doing, Prime? I was asking about that.
Listen, my wife is the one that tried to call him as soon as that clock hit zero, and then he pushed the button on her. I work with him, so I definitely waited till the very next day. And I actually just went by him first thing in the morning, gave him the head nudge, you know what I'm saying, and let him be. But the rest of the department, operation floors and all that stuff, they were really giving it to him hard, you know what I mean? So then, of course, at the end of the day, I see a couple of my Eagles fans, and, you know, we're over here yelling out, go Birds. And then he wants to make a comment. Oh, well, wait till next week, bro. We all stopped in our track, and we look back at him like, bro, you've been saying this shit for a month now. And look, you don't even got any room to say it no more. Now, I mean, you're done. It's over. Come on. Anytime the Cowboys end up shit in the bed, I'm always going to be happy about that, you know what I mean? But look, I'm going to be real, bro. I was good either way. Whether if it was them or San Fran, I made it very clear. I wasn't worried about either one of them, and I'm not worried about either one of them. So if it was the Cowboys, bring it. If now they're the San Fran, bring it. I'm ready either way, bro. Let's make this shit happen.
Now, Glover, I got this hoodie from Rally House. This is the one that Mike Trout, they blessed him early in the season with. Finally got it, but check out Rally House. While we're on the topic of hoodies, shout out to my homie Kyle Edwards. He's the guy that he got hired by the Eagles to actually do the banner for the Eagles out there. If you want to check it out, this is the Philly thing banner. He painted that. He's actually teamed up with the Eagles, so he's actually dropping a new merch line.
Who is it?
Check out his stuff here.
I like that though.
He's actually sending you guys some merch here, so you know.
Word. Okay.
Now if you use the code 4th and John, you can at checkout you get 10% off the purchase. The website is atruelovestoryllc.com. Use the code word 4th and John. I think Prime, you're gonna like this one.
I like that one.
He said they're selling like hotcakes. You know, if you're into the green, he's got the Kelly green.
Mm-hmm.
We got the clean white. What's your favorite one, Mal?
Yo, you know me. I'm gonna go Kelly green, bro. Kelly green is always fire, son.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the black one. If I'm buying a hoodie,
black and Kelly green. Yeah, I like that.
I always get shit on my. You can keep a black hoodie.
You always get shit on your web. What are you talking about? You got a little personal there, pal.
yeah, man. But shout out to Kyle Edwards. He's a solid dude, man. I was just randomly walking up, and I saw the mural. He was out there from it was like around 5 when I got there, and he finished that painting at 12 o'clock at night. So the man's got it done just in time for the playoffs.
Wow.
Hat tip to him. But yeah. How you guys doing? All right.
Doing good. Everybody's doing good. Oh,
y'all, we were
listening to you talking about.
Yeah, we were into your story. We were trying to.
It's like you don't want me to stop.
My bad. You wanted a reaction, like, oh yeah.
Your delivery was slightly less than stellar.
Yeah, but hold up. Let's go back. Let's go back to the very beginning on how, like, when we wrapped up at the tailgate, we were talking about what jerseys we going in, because I didn't have a jersey on. Gail had his jersey on, but I didn't even realize what jersey Gail had on. So then I told him, I brought out the Brian Dawkins. I brought out the Brian Dawkins Reebok throwback jersey, and he brought out the Deshaun Jackson Reebok jersey. And I had my Reebok Irises. I was like, yo, this is a sign. You know what I mean? Me and Gail are always in sync when it comes to this shit. So you knew the vibes right there.
Yo, he was like, you got the Reebok going back on too, bro. Like,
it was a sign, bro. It was a sign, man. A
big, big sign. I just had on a hoodie. camouflage eagle hoodie that I got from, thanks, Greg, over at the equipment room.
You said your hoodie on and just draws. Is that what you had?
No, I was out in public, so I had on some shorts. I mean, I had on pants.
Yeah,
trousers.
Nice. Now the comments.
Shout out to Blue Meanie, who ended up showing.
Oh yeah, shout out to Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie.
Oh, shout out to today is my nephew Malcolm's birthday. He's watching us, and how to see you today's. Both of their birthday at the same time.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Blue Meanie. A lot of Eagle fans are rolling up. They're like, yo, man, Blue Meanie's here, man. Like, yeah. He's like, yo, that's my childhood right there. I don't know if I can go up to him, man. I said, go up to him, man. Yeah. Blue Meanie's like the nicest dude in the world. And then he ended up meeting Brian, and he's like, bro, man, that made my day. But shout out to you for showing up, man. That was awesome.
Cool.
Now, shoot you guys comments, shoot your questions in the comments. I know that you guys have a lot of them. It's an interesting time because we're going into the NFC Championship game. We all know the energy that we have to bring. If you've seen Brian Dawkins' video from last week about bringing energy, we got to bring the energy. I mean, we do have to talk about it. We're going to be talking about, you know, breaking down the 49ers on Thursday. But, like, the 49ers, number two team in the NFC, we all kind of thought it would be the Niners versus the Eagles. Yeah. I think it's a matchup. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So, like, it's put up or shut up time. And I think it's a great matchup on paper.
Yeah, I think it's a really good match. It's actually one of the better matchups that I've seen, mainly because we got a old familiar Eagle player in DeMeco Ryans, who's doing a stellar job coaching the defense. Yeah. And, you know, so you're going against Kyle Shanahan, Mike Shanahan's kid. He likes to create matchup problems, but when you break it down, he's only running four plays, but he's throwing all those extra bells and whistles out there to get you caught off guard. And they have a quarterback, a rookie quarterback. They called him Mr. Irrelevant. I was like, I'm not even looking at them like that. I'm looking, the kid is a 5-0. He doesn't make many mistakes. He comes in, he takes what you give him. And he puts you on notice. So you have to take it. Everybody's talking about rookie quarterback, Mr. Irrelevant.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early
so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You better take the, you always take your opponent seriously. You make sure you put a, if you can, you put him down when you can. And that's what you, that's what we got. That's how we got to look at it. We got to look at it like he, like he's the best thing since sliced bread. They've on, they're on a, like a, what, a 10 or 12 game winning streak right now.
Yeah. I mean, I so, agree. Yeah. I agree with you. I mean, ever since the addition with Christian McCaffrey and, you know, this kid is lighting it up as well. I mean, the last pick in the NFL draft and look what he's doing. You know what I mean? He's doing just enough to go ahead and help these guys get that W. I mean, hey, listen, he's pretty good. Okay. And he's and he's going to be running pretty fast against that defensive line on Sunday. So, you know what I mean? Hey, the test is coming. But I agree with you, Hank. You can't take nobody for granted. You got to go in there, you know what I mean, with your head high. And you got to you know, stay focused. You can't, you know, just sleep on these guys and sleep on that team. I mean, they got this far for a reason, and, you know, you got to respect that.
I mean, some takeaways from the 49ers-Cowboys game. You talk about the defenses were playing pretty stellar. You just talked about Purdy looking Purdy shook one at some point in the game. I think the way that they were making him throw to his left, they had him on the, you know, they were blitzing him off the edge. I felt like this Niner defensive line is a good defensive lineup, but I think this Eagles defensive line from
a depth standpoint, yeah, I think
exactly
the 49ers, they have a good defensive line, but they've lost a couple of guys to injury and stuff, and so the depth of our defensive line, we said that's why I love the way what we're doing out here. We send them in line. No, we said it's waiting. You forget about Milton. You forget about we don't even talk about like the backup really. It's like you realize we got Linval Joseph, we got Ndamukong Suh, we got Fletcher Cox, we got Big Jordan Davis, we got Milton Williams, who plays both defensive end and interior, depending on what you want to do. We got Sweat, we got Hassan Reddick, we got BG.
We got Wu-Tang, like I said.
Yeah, but then Robert Quinn just came back. It's like, so he was out
Wu-Tang,
there.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Old Dirty Bastard. So it's like, when you look at it, the way that they're deploying the defense, our defense line, we make sure that we always have a fresh body in there to whoop your ass. They, on the other hand, they only have, I think they're only one deep, really. Because when they send the second guys out there, it's a fall off. But it's like they still do enough so the other guys can be ready to come in. But I feel like we have an advantage defensive line-wise and offensive line-wise that we should be able to put them on notice. And it should be a good game, but you know the rest. I'm not going to give out my scores and stuff until I finish my breakdown, breakdown.
Why don't you get show some love to my cousin? You know, she in the chat. Might as well answer a question.
I'm not answering it. I'm not going to answer that right now. I was like,
Prime, give me an answer, Prime.
You want to answer?
It's my lovely cousin who's tuned in, and this man won't give her an answer.
Here's the answer.
Kiki, no, shut up. You had your chance. Shut up. Kiki, right? All right. So I'm gonna say 24-17 Birds all the way. Super Bowl, here we come, baby.
Mal.
28-10 Birds, baby.
Okay. Even better.
And
high to low. Eagles gonna win.
I will give a 27-17.
I personally don't think it's gonna be that close, but okay.
I don't think San Fran scores that many points, bro.
But
we'll see.
I've seen content creators from the 49ers fan base, and they say they're being overlooked. I don't think they're from my standpoint. I don't think they're being overlooked. I do realize they have weapons. You know what I'm saying?
They're being overlooked. Their quarterback, their seventh round pick, last man, just got put in front of our quarterback on the power rankings. They have us ranked number 5, dude. We're not going to get any respect at all. And it's just what it is.
Now Brian brings up a good point. as well. Mm-hmm. This was just happened. Charles Minnehue was arrested Monday for domestic violence.
Yep.
So that's another guy that will probably not be playing.
He'll be playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've already delved into the background. Apparently, the young lady was she was lying. She told the officer that she was pushed down or something. It's a whole bunch of crap going on. So it was like. Because I immediately was like, yes, he's not gonna be playing. And then I was like, nah, he's probably gonna be playing because of the details of the story. So
yeah, we'll let them figure that out.
We'll leave it to
the professionals. I mean,
they didn't have the information I had. I do know some people out there that work for the 49ers and stuff, and in the media department and in the scouting department that used to play with me. So.
Are you called?
Yeah, I immediately called him to see what was up, what the damn deal was.
He's like, I'm a media member now, but it's Hollis, you know. We used to work together.
He's what, Charlie? He's my boy. I just wanted to know.
Okay.
To see what was up. Because it popped on the screen. I'm like, what the hell was he doing? You on the run. But continue.
Now, Todd says starving dogs run even faster. If you look at that video of Jalen, he said, you know, Stout talks about hungry dogs run fast. He's like, I don't know about you, but I'm starving. The way his demeanor has been borderline MVP, borderline psycho killer Norman Bates. Oh. He's got this edge about him. Like when the Beats were talking about, you know, hey, you know, like about his injuries. Like if that's what you want to hear, if that's what you want to hear, I'll give you what you want to hear. Is that what you want to hear? It's this little edge to him that I love, man. I saw this quote from a tweet from a high school coach who played against Jalen his junior year. He said that Jalen's team put up 80 points on his team, and he got ridiculed by every single, like, you know, anyone in the area. He said, they said, you didn't know what you're doing. He's like, well, the fact that all these college coaches and now NFL coaches can't stop my man's Jalen Hurts. Like, I feel great. Tell me I don't know shit. Everyone else doesn't know shit either.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel vindicated now.
Now, what do you guys think of this? Glover says, we only are a 2 point, two and a half point favorite. Where's our respect?
There's no respect, really, because when you get 3.5 just off of being home alone, and it's the playoff game. So it should have just stayed at 3 to 3.5. The disrespect is there. It's going to be there. And we all know it. I just get tired of it. I'm going to have to start find something better to watch. I'm going to have to start back to watching my SpongeBob, because these motherfuckers are going to drive me nuts yelling at them, because it's like when you look at what they talk like. Okay, before we came on the show, I'm looking at what they were talking about. They were talking about our offense. They had Dan Ostrowski talk about our offense, and him and Ryan Clark. I'm cool with Ryan Clark, but I'm sitting up there watching it, and I'm looking. I was like, "You absolutely have no victories under your belt. You lost every game that you started, Dan Ostrowski. Why are we even listening to you?"
Orlovsky.
His name is whatever I call him until he earns.
You know, we were trying to get into the tailgate, but
he's trying to get in the tailgate.
Why? Our tailgate.
Why?
He was being invited. Someone was inviting him.
I get the fuck out of here.
That probably would have went bad.
Because he wanted to catch the talk about. What the fuck did Jalen have to prove to you? He said he's accomplished more in his short career than you've accomplished in your entire fucking life. It's like just do the X's and O's and shut the fuck up.
No, so
that's like I get sick and tired of guys doing stupid shit.
The heat you should be given to is Chris Sims.
Chris Sims sucks ass.
Chris Sims is worse.
Trust me, I know. Between him, Dan Ostrowski, and some of them other bums that we put on notice, Dan, whatever the fuck that dude's name is, and you know the funniest part too is Marcus Spears is a lifetime Cowboy lover because he's on the team.
Oh yeah,
he's like Jalen Hurts. He's scared of Jalen Hurts. And that's the biggest respect. He's scared of Jalen Hurts. He's like he put everybody on notice. And I don't even know why they have a lot of the guys on there, because they've done nothing professionally. it's kind of hard to watch them and listen to the shit that they spew, because I was like, they start, first of all, in the Bengals versus the Bills game, they were already making a concession for a neutral site. But you don't think the Bills got something to say about that? I mean, the Bengals, that's why the Bengals went in there and whooped that ass. And said, I guess they have to make different arrangements now. It's like when you start doing that and pumping somebody up who does not deserve it, somebody who's been stinking up the joint, the Bills, I'm talking about Josh Allen, he was a turnover machine. That was one of the main reasons that they lost. And they then the thing that pissed me off to no end was them talking about keeping Daniel Jones. What the fuck for? What for?
That's talking all right. Let them keep Daniel.
I was like, they talking about paying him $33 million. I was like, what for?
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it. But to me, when I listen to some of these guys, and when you start talking about a quarterback, if you start talking about him needing weapons right off the rip before you say anything else, that quarterback sucks. Well, because I watched the quarterback.
That's why they put those guys in that time slot while people are at work and busy, not paying them no mind. That's the reason why they're on that time slot, because they don't know what the hell they're talking about, Tank. I mean, they just don't make no sense whatsoever, man. They really don't. I'm telling you, I have not watched ESPN like that whole season.
So long, I'm not.
Ivan has a question here. He says, here's a question. Do you all think Jalen's shoulder was that messed up, or was they just selling? Mal, what you got?
Nah, he was hurt. Because Jalen ain't the type to pretend, bro. If he wasn't hurt, he wouldn't have been talking about it. He was hurt. He also had a bunch of time to ice it. You know, you getting treatment around the clock. Tank know what's up with that, right? Like, NFL team's going to take great care of you, man. And he's a football-minded, so he's going to be home taking care of himself. I don't see Jalen playing around with something like that.
Yeah, but you got something,
Brian? Before I go ahead and answer that question, I definitely want to give a shout out to Ivan. Ivan, you know, him and his family show up at our tailgates. I think that was the fourth tailgate. We're talking about somebody that's coming from the West Coast.
All right.
That was his fourth tailgate.
He said he was going to make it.
That was his fourth tailgate this year, man. And, yo, that dude, man. Yo, listen, Ivan, just hearing coming from me, man, bro, your family, bro, you know what it is. Every time you come to the 4th and John tailgate, you are always welcome. The hospitality is always going to be there for you, your wife, and the little ones. Always remember that. But to answer your question, I agree with Matt. He was definitely hurt. Now, there was some coach decisions, of course, the coach kept them off because that dude's hungry. He said it himself. He's starving. So he wanted to play, but, you know what I mean, in the long run, the better decisions were being made for him to just, you know, relax, be calm, cool, collective, you know what I mean? And look, he came back at the right time and now he's shining again. He picked up right where he left off. So I'm good with whatever it was, how it was handled.
I got one to shout out a little farther than Ivan. My boy Tony B came all the way from Scotland for the game.
Wow.
And he sent his wife and daughter back. And he's standing here for the next game. Hey, so he's around the city. If you see a guy with an English accent, it's probably my boy Tony B. Shout out to him. He's actually watching us now. About the hurt thing with Jalen Hurts, I don't think he was faking it at all. I think if anything, he would have been trying to wrap this thing up early, so he wouldn't have to play. He wouldn't have to play at the end. But all it's right. like he was. Sometimes they had to protect you from yourself. They probably seen him wincing and stuff. Wincing and stuff when he was throwing, the pain was just that was that bad that he couldn't play. But you're right, all that around the clock treatment, dude. It's like you feel better, but then when you go out of practice, the next day thing is the telltale, because you got to be able to go through the game plan of who we're going to play against for you to even be effective out there. Because I played in games where I didn't practice, and it kind of takes you a while to get into things, which it wouldn't take you if you practice. But if you can't practice without pain, then there's no use putting you out there and risking you for the rest of the season.
Now, Bob from Down Under says Joe Burrow looks serious. Any news on Mahomes' leg? He's got that ankle injury.
Ankle sprain.
They said he's doing okay, but I don't think he's going to be doing Mahomes-like things in terms of mobility. Right. He's going to have to really change his game. Burrows, you know, he's got some ice in his veins, man. But he's got nice little weapons. You know, Jamar Chase is one of my favorite guys coming out of the draft. I think they're playing on a solid level right now, coming together at the end of the season.
Yeah. What you guys are admitting is that the way the defensive coordinator is deploying the defense. It was only the thing that I wish that Jonathan Gannon would do is that, because it's not really about blitzing all the time, but it's about giving them the same looks and coming with different people or giving them different looks and making them think. It's like their defense shut Josh Allen down. If you get a chance to look at that, it was a great game to look at, because even when he was trying to run, it was a couple of times they only rushed three and got that real fast. And they got fast because, say it again.
I was going to say, look at the week before against Miami. They were giving Josh Allen problems. Like, the tape was out. Once Daboll left Buffalo, like, the writing was on the wall. You know what I mean? Right. For me, I don't know. I think that injured Mahomes is still better than 90% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. And he doesn't have to be mobile to be effective. I think, again, like I said, that and whoever's defensive line plays best in that NFC Championship game is going to win, right? Like, the Bengals have had protection issues with Burrow for the longest time. And so, you know, that offense is predicated on those deep shots. And if he can't sit in there and find Jamar Chase, it makes the game a lot more interesting. So I think the Bengals win. I think KC will meet their match. But I think either way, man, if the Eagles' defensive line, the front seven shows up Sunday, shows up in the Super Bowl, we celebrate it, man.
Yeah. The one thing, Mal, though, with their offense is slightly predicated on what you just said, but a lot of us don't realize the Bengals, but a lot of us don't realize they have T. Higgins and they have an awesome tight end. And they have two one to watch their running back. And Perron. It's like, but when you look at it, they've been winning in spite of their offensive line. And everybody was talking shit about Joe Burrow. And one child, he's 3-0 against Mahomes. And guess how many points total those games have been won by? One. Each one. So it's 3 points. Each game has been won by 1 point. And he's beat him before. I think it's the defense coordinator. Because the defense coordinator, he does a lot of different things with coverages and stuff. And it's not so much the blitzes as it's the zone pressures. Zone pressures is like a matchup man, but you're still running four at the quarterback. But the offensive line never knows which four. So sometimes the pressure gets there like that because it's a guy coming off the slot like Gannon did in our game.
So who's winning the AFC game?
I got Cincinnati.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm staying with WKRP in Cincinnati. Y'all too young to know that reference.
I know the reference. WKRP in Cincinnati.
With Johnny Cash,
all motherfuckers at home, like I remember. Yeah. I'll go with Cincy.
Only reason I'm going with Cincy really is just because
they're playing with some juice. They got some juice right now.
They play with some juice, but I know that Patrick Mahomes, that's a high ankle sprain. I've had one of those before. Those are fucking brutal. And if he can't do, it's just a little subtle moves that he do. It's not always scrambling. He's looking to throw. It's like, but if he can't move that way, and I know he's not going to be able to without that much pain, I don't see them winning that.
I mean, they said it was pretty much identical to what happened to Pollard, right?
It was similar, bro. Like similar. The way he landed on his leg, like that was tough.
Yeah, it was tough. That was rough because it's like when you're in that situation, you just wish it would just break instead of having a high ankle sprain because it goes. They actually have had a surgery now. To help out, because I want to say that they had to Tua Tagovailoa, they did the surgery. It's a little screw that they put in because the ligament is stretched, and anytime you try to run on the balls of your feet, it's like it feels like your ankle is going to give out, and you can't really cut or do anything. So to speed up the process, they go in there and put a screw in the ligament, and then it helps it out a lot. But that's not he don't got number 4 or 5 days, so. That's not
going to
help.
Joe Tim says Joe Scheisty with the dub over the Chiefs. Mr. Rack says Eli Apple roasted via double moves as well.
He got done like that last game too when they played him in the playoff. And his mom be going, his mom, man, there's a lot that be going on Twitter.
Nah, his mom is his mom is a legendary clapback type of player's mom. So like ever since he got drafted, his mom has kind of been running the show, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, like she where she's running things. She definitely running things.
But she had on somebody else's jersey when he was on some team, talking about they was the best cornerback.
Now Todd says Uncle Andy is gonna handle business. The NFL wants an Andy Reid versus Eagles Super Bowl. I was listening to WIP today and they were like, do you want to root against Andy to lose to the Eagles in the Super Bowl? I'm like, in a hateful way. I'm like, bro.
We know that you have an issue with Andy. If you can't say it, I'll say it for the fans and me. Fuck Andy. We looking to win the Super Bowl. Fuck him. If he in the way, he's gonna get rolled over. That's how you gotta roll. Sir. Fuck that. All that friend shit. Fuck him. He's no longer Eagle.
And then when we win. And you're going to take that magic marker and you're going to go ahead and write all over his face, right?
No, I don't even want to be associated. I don't fuck with you. It's like a lot of times, take this advice. When a motherfucker do something to you and they don't apologize and they think shit's okay, it's not. Fuck you. When I see you, fuck you. I walk by you like I don't even fucking know you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
In other news.
Hey, you know. You all right? You want some water? Okay. You want some water?
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. I got the game. You know, this is my fourth time watching the game, and I just have it on up there.
He's got an Andy poster across the.
Not even. He knows what I got a picture from an esteemed colleague of mine that dons the right over top. It's a Bikini Bottom, and all the people from Bikini Bottom.
I got some Vans for you over here.
Oh, cool.
Some SpongeBob. SpongeBob. Now they're actually not your size. But Bob from Down Under says, breathe, Hollis. Breathe.
I've already breathed, Bob. Don't worry about it. The anger thing is something that I do on occasion. It's not even anger, it's stupid rage. The rage of rage for stupid people. Because you know, it's deodorant, common sense is a deodorant that society refused to put on.
Okay, that, stupid.
I know.
Yeah. So I mean, as we gear up for this week, you know, I just Eagle fans, stay sane out there, man. You know, keep it together. You could keep it crazy, and just say fuck you to Andy all day long. You can do whatever you want.
Like Tank.
That's what I do.
But I mean. Keep it together because we got a couple more days, man. Like you got the build-up's got to be the build-up. Like Saturday is I got word that Villanova might be playing down at Wells Fargo. We might have another. I've never bought tickets to a damn lacrosse game in my life.
On Sunday they're gonna play.
I bought lacrosse tickets, so I'm just giving you heads up now. The parking dudes, all the diehard parking Eagle fans.
Right,
they're talking about there's a Nova game on Sunday.
Ah, shit.
So be prepared. Okay,
you have to buy some Nova tickets so you can get that parking spot again.
Hey man, we make things happen.
I just like to hear y'all say it.
We make things happen.
I was out there.
It makes the people coming feel warm and fuzzy to know that you guys are going to handle things. You can't be coming down there all sketchy talking about, I wonder if the guys are going to be here.
There ain't no wondering going through our minds right now. We got a game plan. We stick to it. And then if we got to go ahead and come up with a different game plan, we make it happen instantly. Consider that done.
Now, I have some people that are on the line watching our antics, and one of them happens to be a Cowboys fan. And I just have one thing to say to her. There you go. That's all I got for him. and it's mainly because when the Cowboys barely beat us, she called. I hadn't said nothing to her all season. Even when we beat them, I didn't say anything to her. And then she had the nerve to start texting stuff because it's a group text. So she started texting cowboy memes to us. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And every cowboy fan started texting me that I know started texting me shit. I was like, really?
Yeah, they're nowhere to be found now.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
You know what is able to be found? Tomato pies at the tailgate, man. Shout out to Contrahapkin Italian Bakery for holding it down. They're doing the Lord's work. They were tremendous on Saturday. Shout out to Bud Light, who showed up to the tailgate, and they were very impressed with what they saw. We gave away two free tickets to the in the Bud Light Nest. I know this guy that won. He was very happy. Shout out to Jay Glechner, who gave us a signed Jalen Hurts 16x20. I know, we gave that away as well. Overall, I thought that was a great day. A lot of good vibes were had. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be back. Some of us are going to be back on Good Day Philadelphia, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. With Alex Holly and Mike Jarek. And they're having another Eagles pep rally, obviously, because they're trying to build up the vibes heading into the
I might go just for superstitious reasons because I went last time.
Because
I thought about it after I told you fuck no. I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. I gotta do the same shit I did last week leading up to this week.
There you go. You gotta stick with it.
So I'm more likely to be there.
That's nice.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. You know what? I'm not gonna even divulge. It's okay.
Scott, screw Andy Reid. I'll see you on Friday.
I'm just saying.
You guys have anything to add before we get out of here? Before we do the last word.
Yeah, before we do the last word, I'd like to thank everybody who came out and met up with me at the Mud Hen and Mud Hen Brewery in Wildwood. Thanks for showing those bums out there, those bum ass Giants fans who was boss. And thanks to Bob and the Colts 98.7 FM for having me out there. We're gonna do it again this week, and hopefully we have the people that everybody can't make it to the game, so you got to find somewhere cool to watch it. And I'm out there with my hero boy ale. It's with a whisper of cinnamon. And I'm a boy from Philly Sports Shirts. If you .com, if you want the damn Skippy T-shirt, if you go put Hollis in all capital letters, you get a discount on the T-shirt and any other items from there.
Where's ours?
Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S.
We've been waiting for a T-shirt for like a month.
Yeah, where's ours?
Yeah, I'm gonna get y'all's. I haven't even got a Batman shirt. What the fuck y'all talking about? I don't even have a fucking jacket. Oh, yeah. You want to get down?
What do you want us to do? We can't find 6X, 7X jackets.
It's 4XLT.
Okay, which you might think is a 4X.
It is a 4XLT.
You can't. And then the shirts.
The shit
ain't going to fit over your head. So what do you want us
to do?
Look at
Elder Barge.
All right, come on, man.
Don't get mad.
I'm not mad. I got a sticker for you.
I'm not mad because you like skin.
I got a Batman sticker. Look, it's always this for you, bro. It's always,
I know. I don't take shit personally. You should know that. But
shout out to Karate Mark, who had Alex Holland break a piece of wood.
And she
took a L.
Another one bites the dust.
She fell pretty hard. She was okay. She's doing okay.
No,
she don't need a knee brace. She's not on the IR. I think she practiced on Wednesday. She's good.
Shout out to Bob and Vince from Philly Sports Trips. A summer boy and we summer boy Ray Diddy. What, too soon?
Yes. I totally forgot.
Yeah, I know.
I totally forgot.
I know you forgot about the charter. You forgot about the charter. It's coming into fruition.
So talk about the Birds Ultimate Arizona Trip Part two. February 10th to 13th, 2023. If you're looking to do things and speak things into existence, you know, Philly Sports Trips got you covered. They're preparing for Eagle Super Bowl. If you want to get on it, you have to get on it. So if you check out them at Sports Trips PHL for more information.
Philly Sports Trips.
And then you can go to phillysportstrips.com to get more information on the Arizona trip. They're taking a big-ass flight there.
Yeah.
They got hotel covered. You're going to have to pay for your game tickets. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, they didn't want to add that thing in there. because it's going to be high price. And it's you put a deposit down, it's fully refundable, $500 deposit, I think, or something to that nature. But yeah, it's we're going down there to have a good ass time, a great time, a tremendous time. We're going down there to stump a mud hole in somebody.
Hmm. Also, a big shout out to Evan Hollywood Hearn, who is working.
Oh, yeah. I knew something was missing, the white guy.
Yeah.
All right. It's a little bit of light in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's like you almost got to forget about Ev.
It starts. You know? Ev's out here working, doing the Lord's work this week. So he will be out, but he was working at the tailgate, man. When you talk about the line that Evan was serving so many people, and I had to put people in a therapy session at the very end. I went to the front. I talked to Prime and Evan. They were like, "Look, it's not looking good, bro." I got to the end of the line. I said, I tapped this family on the shoulder and look, you're not gonna get a cheesesteak. And the look on their face, they were like,
"He killed the trees, bro."
I was like, "We're running out." So
you're the Grinch. You're the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
But a big shout out to Evan, man, for holding it down on that grill. Him and Alex. Alex held it down too.
Oh, Alex! Alex, the Juggernaut.
Held it down too.
Cold pork, mac and cheese. Yeah. Always a good guy. He's running back. So
okay.
Jennifer Slay's running back.
Nice.
Alex is running it back.
Nice.
Is Tiki Barber running it back too?
They might. They might.
He told me that story. I thought it was gonna go well when you tell me the story. And he said all of a sudden Lois can say,
shout out to Darius. Darius is his lovely lady Kiki Palmer, who was an actress who was phenomenal. Was on now worked for Nickelodeon as well. Great on True Jackson. So she's a star in my eyes. So someone's like, "Yeah, Kiki Palmer's here." So then I'm like, "All right, I just want to show him some love." So I go to Lowski, our DJ. Shout out to Lowski. I said, "Yo, give Kiki Palmer a shout out." He's like, "Kiki Palmer," and I'm thinking he's saying Kiki Palmer. I'm like, "Yeah, Kiki Palmer." He gets on the mic. He's like, "Yo, this one's kind of weird, but everyone give a shout out to Tiki Barber in the building." So the crowd starts booing, and I'm like,
"The same reaction he gave me is the same reaction he gave Lowski."
I said, "Bro, Kiki Palmer." I was like, "Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding?" I said, "Kiki Palmer." So. Yeah, shout out to Kiki. That was her first tailgate. So,
we also had my man Javi from Team Mom in the crowd. That was
cool.
What?
He was there with his son. Yeah, he was there with his son. He was at the tailgate.
I don't even know who that is, but shout out to Ross Tucker that showed up as well.
Ross Tucker was there. Yeah.
Did you play against Ross Tucker?
Yeah, I saw him behind me.
Ross,
cool. We just had words one time when we went to Nick Foles at QB, and he was trying to create that when they went to JP Loshman. And I told him, "No offense, but you've never been on the playoff roster in your life."
Oh. Okay.
And so, because I was telling everybody that you'll be one. I told everybody as soon as Nick went in, I told some people that we were going to win it all. And it was due to a conversation I had with Nick out in Cali before he took the job, before Carson got hurt. It was kind of funny, but Ross was like, "I equate this to when they told us J.P. Loshman was going to be starting over." So I was like, "That wasn't even a playoff team. You've never been in." Ross, no offense, but you've never. But Ross is my guy. He's cool. He took it well. But I let him have it. It was on the radio. you can't just come up making those type of notions and you've never been in a situation like that.
Yeah. Well, while we're at it, last word, we'll start off with you, Hollis.
My last word is I can't wait till Thursday so I can finish breaking this game down. I love the energy that everybody had in the Giants game and stuff. And I'm happy to be a part of this thing going forward. And go Birds. I don't have a long dissertation to give out today.
You sure about that? No F Andy's while you before you get off.
I'll save that for Super Bowl week if they win.
When they win.
Mal.
Now I'm talking about if the Chiefs win. I'm gonna talk about us.
No excited for this game, man. This it's a good Eagles team. It's a good 49ers team. What more can you ask for in a championship game, right? I feel like whoever wins this game has a really good shot of winning the Super Bowl. I'm saying it's the Eagles, but you got to come out and dominate. The San Fran team is tough, man. They're going to come out ready to fight. So whoever the toughest team is, whoever keeps swinging is going to win. And I'm just excited to see how it all shakes out.
My turn.
El DeBarge. Yeah, El DeBarge.
El DeBarge.
Chico.
My bad, Chico DeBarge.
No, yeah, I mean, yo, straight up, Mal, you're right, though. It's all about the energy they bring into that building. But look, it's all building up, man. It's already, you know, it's Tuesday. We got four more days until we go ahead and get to that day. I'm looking to have the same energy I had last Saturday going into this Sunday. You know, we're running it back in so many ways with the crew on Friday at Chickie and Pete's on Fox News. And then, you know what I mean, enjoying ourselves, take a little break on Saturday, and then go right into Sunday, man. We're going to be busy as hell, maybe throw the biggest tailgate, you know what I mean, ever. So, like, looking forward to all that stuff. But the energy's got to be there. It's like we said last show, and I'm going to say it again, man. The record doesn't even matter. It's all about survival. These guys got to go in there. They got to win this game. They're going to win this game. I'm sorry. I repeat myself. They're going to win this game. You know what I mean? It's definitely in our favor to go ahead and take this thing and go right back to the Super Bowl, man, and do it all over again. So I'm looking forward to it. Other than that, everybody have a safe week. Looking forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. Let's run this shit back.
Like I said earlier in the show, we will be on Fox 29 with the Good Day Philadelphia show. Starting off, man, like, you just got to keep on building the energy. Obviously, the Eagle players are going to do what they do. But they do feed off that energy. They do talk about that. The last time we were in the NFC Championship, they talk about that vibe. If you were not in that building versus the Vikings, that was insane. You could just feel it, man. Like, I've never felt that way at any Eagle game in my life. I think we are going to top that come Sunday. But I think we will be back Thursday breaking down the Eagles 49ers. Look, we're gonna get in some detail. We're gonna come up with some Hollis's pigeons and really talk about some of their players. Obviously, we're not disrespecting their team. We know what's ahead. We'll disrespect Andy for Hollis at this point. But at the end of the day, I do appreciate everyone that came out to the tailgate. It was one of our biggest and best yet. It's all because of you guys that come out, support, and show love, and we show love right back. But we will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles, fly.
Go, Birds!
You better make it real awkward because I can't find the button.
You think?
Maybe.
I'll sit there smiling like...
Maybe.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.